This FFA Week interview is brought to you by Oliphant's Heating and Cooling in Richmond.
I am Ermi Gebhardt.
And I'm Maddie Teese. We're from the Slater FFA chapter. At Slater, we are a really close community, and it's really nice to know everybody, and everybody helps everybody out a little bit. It's just a great place to be.
And we do a lot of fun activities every month with our chapter to earn points. And it's a lot of fun doing those.
In our sophomore class, we are very focused on beating our records at state, how far we've gotten. We're always trying to work harder to just better ourselves and better the materials we have to learn. So we're working really hard. I'm on the meets contest so far, and so is Ermi, but we're working really hard on things that we may not have done so great last year.
Yeah, I agree with her. We're just trying to work hard and make it to state and hopefully make it farther than that. And like Maddie said, we're both on the meets team and we're working pretty hard at that.
Tell me a little bit about the meets CDE.
There's several different parts to the contest. There's judging, where you look at several different carcasses or different pieces of meat, and you have to label them 1 to 4, why they're good, have reasons for it. And you have to know which one would be higher market value. And there's also a written test, which could be just about anything in the world that you could know about meat. And finally, there's ID. And you have to know where it came from in the animal, what animal the cut is from, and then what it is specifically called. And that is probably what I think is the hardest about it.
I also think that probably the meat identification is probably one of the hardest parts of the test of the thing. And yeah, basically on the test you get 40 cuts, then you have to decide which animal it comes from, which part of the animal it comes from, and the cut.
One of the things that I love doing on National FFA Week is Mr. Cruz's birthday actually falls on Thursday, the 27th. And every year we dress up like him, which you get to see everyone walking around in boots and plaid and Mizzou stuff, and it's fun to make fun of Mr. Cruz all day.
Yeah, I agree with her. That's really a fun day.
What made you guys decide to join FFA?
For me, at least, a lot of my family has been in FFA, so that really interested me, and seeing that all the stuff they did and what I can learn through FFA really pushed me to join it.
It's actually similar with me. My brother is a senior now. I'm a sophomore, but he joined when he was a freshman, and he has had such a great time in FFA. It's really been a highlight of his high school career, and that really just showed me how good this program could be and helped me join. I've learned so much from it. I'm so glad that I joined FFA.
What advice do you have for anyone thinking about joining FFA?
I would tell them to definitely join. I mean, you could try it for the first year. If you don't like it, you can stop there, but I would say definitely join, try it your freshman year, and I'm sure that you will love it because we get to do a lot of fun things, we get to do a lot of fun projects, and you learn a lot.
You know, I'd say almost the same thing. You get a sense of community from it, and you do stuff for your community, like service projects, for the people around you. It just teaches you how to be part of a community, and it's a really great organization all around.
That was Ermi Gebhardt and Maddie Teese of the Slater FFA chapter.